You can turn your microphones back on and your videos. And looks like Mayor had to leave. I didn't see her try to come back in, so I hope everything's okay. Donna joined us just before. Bless your heart, Donna. At least you made it, girl. my camera's not working, so I'm not going to turn that on. But did anyone have any questions or any thoughts that you want to share?
Well, Kate, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I had that opportunity today for poise. I was just telling someone else who was having a lot of difficulty with people in their lives and things happening in the hurricane and all the stuff. And I had said, you know, there is this law of indifference and, you know, not reacting to things. And of course, then I turned around and had the opportunity and present itself immediately. But what is great about this is just to have the awareness. So I was really pissed off for about, I would say about 20 minutes. And then I finally asked myself, you know, what do I have control over? And it's only me. It's only me. But you were talking about how there's just all these layers, right? You think you learn something and then something else comes up. But it's okay. It's really okay. So I was really grateful for that today, that I didn't go into a complete, you know, off the chart bad day like I used to have.
Oh, bless your heart. That's huge when you have those experiences and you can maintain your own energy. You know, things are going to shock us. They're going to surprise us. They're going to be uncomfortable. But once that shock wears off, what do we do with that energy now? We can choose to do something different, or we can choose to wallow in it. And
right,
I did that for years, just wallowed in it.
Yeah, me too.
And it does nothing to enhance my life. wow, good for you.
Right. Yeah, but these lessons are so funny because they're immediate. And it's funny because, you know what I mean? Because we're aware and I'm writing in my book and I'm reading Florence, you know? So I'm very much aware and thank God. I just thank God for the awareness at least. You know, I don't do anything perfectly because I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. But it makes my life better because, as you said, I don't have a day where I'm wallowing in it. And, you know, making ridiculous statements about people. Because you know, if people are doing things and behaving the way that I think they shouldn't. Yeah, I mean, these are like professional people working with my son, right? Okay, so, yeah. So anyway, I was able to let go of that. And the other thing is, we were talking not too long ago about how I was not allowing the universe to do the heavy lifting for me because there's something that I want, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of pushing. Well, you know, I'm a furniture rearranger.
Me too. And
yeah. So, you know, so I was moving things around and I found this stone that was actually from this place in the mountains that I love. And it's a long story, but here I am with this stone. I place it on the ground and then I stub my toe on it. It was just so hilariously funny to me because I'm hearing in my mind, you know, that I'm not letting the universe do the heavy lifting that I'm trying to push. It's just funny. It's like daily, you know.
But to have that awareness is such a gift.
But that's from the tools. So you're talking about deep breathing. I was just telling a friend of mine who was so upset, like, breathe. You don't know how much we walk around with our shoulders up to our ears constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just these things that the tools are so important. So, you know, I thank you for that. You're always on my appreciation list.
Oh,
you and Florence.
You know,
me too.
The tools, some of the tools are so simple. They're just so simple, you know, to take those deep breaths, to just be aware of our body. And, you know, Florence is supporting us to move into that being our normal state of being. You know, that's what we want to strive for because that's where the poise is.
Yeah.
Donna, are you driving?
Yes.
I'll take that as a yes. Oh my gosh, girl.
I am always driving, it seems like. It's just like a senior moment brain fart every time I get ready to get on with you girls. And I'm just like, what is this that keeps me from, you know, get on the calls? It's crazy that, you know, I'm going back and forth between Kansas and Oklahoma. So I'm in Oklahoma right now going to pick my little mom up, who I dropped off to get hair done, so I could run 42 different errands. But I made it. I'm getting closer. I made it at the very end.
So how close are you to Tulsa?
Where I used to live, I was only like 15 minutes. Tulsa's where I'm headed right now.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's where Cindy is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Really? I lived in Owosso for 6 years. I grew up in Owosso. I mean, I grew up in Ooliga. And then mom and I lived here in Owosso for about 6 years.
And yeah, it's real close.
They lived over in East Tulsa for her and my daddy in forever.
That's where I live.
When he passed away. Oh, really? That's where I'm headed right now to pick her up at the beauty shop.
Oh,
so yeah,
small world.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, how cool is that?
That is. So, where are you in Kansas when you go back home and you go to bed tonight? What town are you going to be in?
I'm in a little town called Moran. It's almost exactly in the middle between Fort Scott, which is a little, you know, boutique kind of community college town, and then Iola, which is kind of the same. So I'm in the southeast corner.
So you're not far from
in
Joplin.
The middle of nowhere.
But you're not far.
I'm only about an hour and a half, maybe, from Joplin. Hour okay. and 20.
That's where we spent
the
night.
Which where I live now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, we spent the night there on our way here. That's where I was born, was in Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, well, how cool. Yeah.
Hey, now, Kat.
A lot of time in Joplin.
Kat, are you in line with the hurricane?
No.
Are you safe?
We're safe. We got out of the cone. That cone of uncertainty, don't you love that? We just got out of it. But I've got a lot of friends that are in it. And even my son's in Jacksonville. They'll probably get a lot of wind and surge, but we're not right in it. We're not in, you know, it's mainly the lower part of Florida.
Okay.
Which kind of made me wonder about Mare. Because didn't she have a daughter in Key West?
Oh, she maybe she does. Maybe she does.
I have to ask her, but I'm so thankful to be out of it because I've been through two huge direct hits and it's horrible. So you don't wish it on anybody else.
No.
But you're always glad when it's not, you know, coming. But even my son's group home is kind of battening down the hatches.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
We just think tornadoes are bad here in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, they are. I'm sure they are. I haven't ever been in a tornado.
Oh.
No. Except for the ones that come off the hurricane.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they all come off the Gulf. But a friend of mine has a mom who is about to pass away, and she's in Tampa. And they had to move her to a hospice. So you can only imagine. And she can't get down there.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
That's horrible.
You know, it's... I don't know if you feel comfortable, but my belief is that nobody passes with people being in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You know, there's an angel with a clipboard making sure everybody's in the right place. So if everybody's in the room with someone and they wait until everybody goes to the bathroom and then they pass away, it's because nobody was supposed to be there.
That's what I was telling my friend, because they have this unbelievable family dysfunction junction, okay? Mm-hmm. And everybody's personalities are coming out and they're screaming at this person and that person. And I said, your mom has got it to where she's going to be peaceful when she's going out.
Yeah.
So the hurricane is keeping all of them away. They're in Virginia.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Right. And I told her, she's not alone.
Mm-mm.
And I told her, you know, everything we learned in this class, you know, I was telling her, look, you know, this is how you go connect with her, you know, on the inner and send her love and peace and for peace. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than actually being there and being all anxious in a hurricane.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because they hear you. My mom was in a coma, and she heard me when I asked her. I said, send me these specific signs. And by God, she did. She mm-hmm. worked really hard after she passed. So it's not, you know, mine is non-local. It's non-local. You can call up that person's essence just like we call up Florence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we forget it. We forget that.
Cindy, you had asked me about Reiki experiences. Because Reiki, Reiki is the energy of Reiki, the healing energy of Reiki. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an energy. It's the love energy, the God part energy with that flows through us, and it's an ability to focus that. I guess for the short explanation, I have had some amazing experiences.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. It's all good.
And you can send it to people, you know, distantly. You can do it in person. You can send it to people distantly. You can perform Reiki on yourself. I infuse our class with the Reiki energy when we start. One of the most miraculous experiences I had was with magic. He was very, very sick. He had an anal gland infection, and he was in incredible pain. And everything I had given him was not helping. What is that marijuana stuff?
THC.
Now the other stuff, CBD. The good stuff. CBD. I had given him CBD. I'd given him the stuff from the vet. He had had a shot from the vet. And he was fine until the evening, and it just got so bad. We were in a snowstorm, so I couldn't even take him to the emergency vet. And he had been okay with me holding him and rocking him and walking with him. And then he wouldn't let me hold him. He was in such pain. And he was on the end of the bed crying. He was shaking. And I'm thinking, he's going to die. I can't help him, and he's going to die. And I was so distraught that trying to Reiki him myself was beyond me. And I realized what time it was. And it meant that in the UK, it was morning. So I reached out to my friend Rachel and told her what was happening. And she wrote back to me, I'm sending healing to him now. And it was not 2 or 3 minutes he stopped crying. Then he stopped shaking, and then he went to sleep. In less than 5 minutes after I reached out to her, all of that stopped, and he was able to go to sleep. And I took him back to the vet the next day, and they did more stuff. But during the night, you know, it was a whiteout outside. Thank God I had her, that I could reach out to her.
Wow.
I should have gotten a grip on myself, and I was just beyond that state. I was so tired. You know, when you're up in the middle of the night with your kid, all you're focusing on is helplessness. And yes. You are. And yeah. I knew better, but there I was. But the very first experience I had with Reiki, this lady was telling me about it, and I was so far down in my life, the only place to go was up. My ex-husband was a meth addict. We were having to hide out from him. I was scared all the time, and met her, and she was telling me about Reiki, and I was like, yeah, right. You know, like that's going to help me. And she put her hand up over my forehead, and I'm just sitting there thinking, I don't know what this is. And next thing I knew, I'm sitting there with my eyes closed. I felt what it truly felt like was an elixir starting at the top of my head and flowing down through my body on the inside. And I could feel it coming down through my head, through my face, through my neck, through my shoulders, all the way down to my feet. It was the most incredible feeling ever. And I thought, man, I don't know what this is, but I got to have more of it. And she was a Reiki master, so she attuned me to the Reiki. But I've also experienced it before, between our appointment, when she did that for me, and when I had my first Reiki session with her. My daughter was not sleeping at night because she was afraid her dad was going to climb up to the second floor of our apartment and steal her in the night. Even when I slept with her, she would be up and down all night long. And I didn't even know how to do the Reiki, but I got a book and I was reading it. I was not attuned, but I did the hand things over her, and I was just focusing on how much I loved her. And she would sleep all night long, and she wouldn't hardly even move. And I knew then, because I could even feel it through my body, going this energy, this beautiful energy coming down through the top of my head and just flowing out my hands to her. And I just allowed it. You know, I asked God to help me. And it was amazing. Another time, it was in September. It was actually on my birthday. We went to a football game, and I had terrible allergies, and I had forgotten to take an allergy pill. And we're at this football game, this high school football game, and Fred's kid was playing, and the quarterback hurt his ankle. And I went over to him and asked him if I could do this healing energy on his ankle. And he said, sure. So I was sitting on the ground doing this healing energy on his ankle. And I had a headache. My nose was running. It felt like I needed to blow all the time because my sinuses were all swollen. And I just felt miserable. But I'm infusing his ankle with this Reiki energy. And all my symptoms went away. And he got up and finished the game. And I don't have those symptoms anymore. It was the craziest thing ever.
Wow.
Because when you're sending that healing energy to others, it's also healing you.
It's just like
I highly recommend
tithing.
It. So if you're interested in being attuned to Reiki, my friend in the UK, she does it distantly, and she actually attuned me to the master level of Reiki. I can do it, but I don't attune others. It's just not my wheelhouse thing that I like to do.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff. So,
I love Reiki.
Did anyone have any questions about anything?
I wish I'd have been there so I could ask. Dang
it. I'll have the recording available. It'll probably be tomorrow before I can get it done.
Okay, that's fine. I am so sorry. I have no idea what that's all about.
Well,
I have
you
some
should
kind of resistance going, don't I?
Yeah, you need to look at that energy. See what that's about.
I'm
okay.
Done with that.
Well, if no one has anything you want to discuss right now, we're going to go ahead and complete, and I'll get the recording on as quickly as I can.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, everybody stay safe out there. Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.